Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market's going to get off to a fairly flat start today on Thursday. The futures market was quite volatile in overnight trade, holding its nerve largely in the context of what we saw on Wall Street, but we saw only a modest improvement at the end of the session, pulling back from its best levels of the overnight trade when it was up by the better part of a half of 1%, 0.4% to be exact. So the main event of the session in the Northern Hemisphere markets was the US Federal Reserve concluding a two-day policy setting meeting, an important outcome at any time of the month. This time there was a little more anticipation around the potential for giving some indications in terms of what the Fed is thinking around either tapering bond purchases, adjustments to forecasts, and indeed what they might be doing with interest rates. So it's a reasonably complex picture with a number of moving parts. But what we saw overnight was the US Central Bank navigating this delicate setup in a rather deft manner. So what they've said that they expect is that US interest rates will rise towards the end of 2023. So a long way away in the context of how the markets worry about things. More importantly, further closer to home, as they have indicated that they will still be continuing their $120 billion asset purchase program every month. So each month, the Fed spends $120 billion on anchoring interest rate expectations in the US bond market. So that's not going to change anytime soon. They upgraded inflation and growth forecasts, recognizing the improvement in the US economy over the course of the last quarter or so. So really, quite a number of boxes have been ticked in terms of satisfying the market. And that was reflected well in the way that we saw prices respond. Stocks did sell off, and that is understandable, given the fact that we saw a pretty decent move higher as far as US government bond yields were concerned. A 10-year Treasury note was up by around 7 basis points. So that is to be expected, that you'll see a little bit of volatility where stocks are concerned. So the broader market, the S&P 500, sold off to the tune of about 1%. Looked like it was under pressure, but then it found its footing. And it was able to eat into that loss. It finished down by a half of 1%. So under the circumstances, this was quite a welcome outcome in terms of the way the market greeted this update from the Fed. And the important aspect of things being that the Fed has engaged with this conversation around having to adjust interest rates given the rate of inflation that we've seen in recent times and also the improving economy. But at the same time, you know, the Fed will continue to talk about the fact that this is a health pandemic that can take any number of permutations over the course of the broader picture. So they're still very much focused on not being too brazen in their withdrawal of support. They've learned from that historically. So quite a good outcome under the circumstances. We've got our own hurdle to navigate today in the form of the May unemployment report. We're expecting the unemployment rate to just nudge down to 5.4% from 5.5% and 20,000 jobs to have been added to the economy. So that would be a good outcome under the circumstances. We have seen the US dollar rally quite substantially on the back of the Fed's announcement this morning. So the Aussie dollar as a result has lost the better part of a full US cent. But bear in mind that a stronger US dollar is going to affect things that are priced in US dollars, including commodities. So that's why where you'll see a bit of downward pressure in the near term come to bear on commodity prices. So keep an eye out for that. So the Aussie dollar is trading just north of 76 US cents at the moment.